Happy election week, everyone.
Happy election week. Thanks for taking a pit stop away from election week to come listen to this silly little podcast. That is Sarah, and she loves books. And what is this? This is Say Smut.
Literally. Why are we doing this intro?
For readers and non-readers. Whatever.
This is Say Smut, a literary podcast for readers and non-readers. And that is Hope, and she loves talking to me about books. But this is not our typical episode because one of us is working insane hours at a bakery, and one of us is working insane hours at a news organization covering said election. So we thought, let's take a little break. Let's do something kind of short and fun this week before we jump into more holiday content. But we've done this before. Hope, would you like to explain to our listeners what we do for this episode?
Yes, this is going to be our... I guess we're calling it, if you're into this, try that, or if you like this, try that. It's like sort of formally called that and sort of that, but basically I will come up with a recommendation, not generally. I don't know if I've ever recommended a book. That would sort of be like me stepping on your toes, I feel like, anyway, and also just not the media I'd recommend, but I'll recommend something based on a certain vibe, and then Sarah will follow that by matching it with a book recommendation with a similar vibe.
Yes. And so hopefully you can get some book recs out of this, or maybe you're like consuming the same stuff Hope and I are, where you're like, yes, I'm looking for something just like that. And if you are in the Facebook groups as I am, and you're a reader and you like get all those people posting who are like, hey, I just watched 13 Going on 30 and I want book recs like this. Like, this is that, but in a podcast form, where we say, here, Hope's obsessed with X, Y, or Z. Here are some book recs to do with that. So I'm hoping we get to a point where we get really oddly specific, where it's like a very nuanced thing and I'm able to pinpoint the perfect piece of literature to go with it.
Sure.
But can I bitch about something to you first?
Yes. Sarah has a grief that she'd like to lay out onto this
table. I want it publicly known that obviously if you've been following our podcast, you know that I have been consuming a lot of holiday media, a lot of holiday books. And I gave one a shot that I literally hated everything about it. It's called One Day in December by, I think, Josie Silver. And I can't – look, the writing is fine. It's not that it's poorly written. I just hated everything about it. Otherwise, it is a wrong place, wrong or right person, wrong time concept. It takes place over 10 years. It's barely, first of all, barely holiday setting. It happens all throughout the year. So I don't know why we're super fixated. I get they met on a day in December, but it doesn't, it's not a Christmas book. It is an insult to all holiday books to call it a Christmas book.
And it's confusing to days because there's more than one day in the month of December. And also the book portrays several years, which is more than a day and more than a month of December.
Exactly.
That's so much, you know, messed up.
And maybe this is partially on me because I'm the type of person that will absolutely not read the book's description and then come up with my own conclusions. And when it doesn't meet that conclusion and it was well articulated on the back of the book, I get upset. And those are self-imposed problems that I do. True. So I thought it was going to be one of those books that was like, hey, they met for a day and over the course of a day, they fell in love or something. I don't know. Anyway, it had to do with like essentially infidelity. They were emotionally and physically cheating on their partners who were wonderful people. And the guy was just so gross. Every woman, because he dated multiple women over 10 years. And like, every time he talked about women, it was always about how hot she was, blah, blah, blah. And it was just like, and then like gross, smutty scenes that weren't even like intimate to be intimate and emotional or like fun. It was like one of his girlfriends was jacking him off while the girl he actually loved was on the phone with him telling him that her dad died. It was so weird. And I don't know if it's because of the infidelity elements, but like it left me feeling so anxious. Plus, at one point, he dates her best friend. Sure. And so they don't tell the best friend that they like kind of know each other. And then
interesting.
They date for 3 years and they had a like the people who were in love with each other had a kiss during that 3 years. And like, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I just think infidelity in romance books when you're trying to pass it off as like an okay thing is just gross to me. Those are my grievances.
Thank you for sharing. This is a safe space.
Thank you for listening, because I don't know why it pissed me off so viscerally. Like, I got done and I texted like 3 people how angry I was about this book. But hopefully I can get back on the right track, and maybe even reminiscing about some of these books today with you all will make me feel a lot happier, because yes. I'm just feeling kind of negative Nelly about the whole thing.
Well, let's turn that frown upside down, Sarah.
Okay, and let's focus on something not stressful at all or anxiety prone at all, which is your first topic.
Yes. So my first topic, I named vaguely and then told Sarah later was actually specific, and then it led to a lot of confusion. The vibe that I'm going for is something that will make you feel like a girl / boy / they, them boss. Everyone deserves to feel like a boss in their life and in their day to day. And specifically, I recommend that you do that by going and voting, because we're recording this the day before the election and tomorrow is the election. So if you would like to feel like a girl boss, boy boss, or they, them boss, or whoever you want to boss, go to vote.org to get started and like check if you're registered and register if you haven't and see what's on your ballot before and all kinds of fun stuff. That's my recommendation to you. Please do it.
It is so easy. Just do a little research. There's like a million guides done by like local news outlets on, you know, what to do, what's going to be on your ballot, where the people stand on the issues. So it's pretty easy to kind of figure out who you might want to vote for as far as local elections, because local news organizations are pretty good at getting that information out, as 2 people who used to write those guides can tell you.
And when you're done, you're going to feel like such a boss bitch.
Yeah, because you contributed to your future and your neighbors and your fellow citizens' future. So that's great. I have an election day recommendation. Actually, a couple weeks ago, I posted on our social media at Say Smut Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. Recommendations for election-based romances. And I know you're like, how though? In today's America, how can we make that fun and lighthearted? Well, some of them are very kind of almost dystopian concepts of what
just like
America
today.
Looks like. Some of them are, you know, presidential kind of election vibes. But some of them are just like a local mayoral election or, you know, something local that's kind of fun and more lighthearted than something really intense like, you know, the national election for the next president for the next 4 years. Right. So go. I just reshared that on our Instagram story. So go and look for that. Otherwise, the main one I want to call out is Ashley Winstead's The Boyfriend Candidate. Now, have you, Hope, watched Ted Lasso?
No.
Really?
Yeah. It's I don't know why. It's my personal problem. Just not really my vibe.
Really? Because I think that would be really up your alley if I were to guess.
Maybe I have enough being positive and upbeat and like kind of goofy in my day to day that I don't need to watch it as entertainment from a different person. Maybe that's the problem. Oh. I'm just like uninterested.
Interesting. Okay. Well, do you know who Roy Kent is in the show? Okay. So this is loosely – the main male character is loosely based off of him. It's almost like a little fanfic of him. But we center around Alexis, who is very shy. She keeps out of the attention. She's like a local librarian. And after a pretty bad breakup, she decides she's going to like change her life. She's going to make things spicier, more fun. So she's going to go have a one night stand with a rando at a hotel bar. Okay. The rando she picks out, his name is Logan. And just as they're about to hook up, a fire in the hotel causes them to evacuate the hotel. And he is seen carrying her out, like very cute, very heroic.
Yeah, like a firefighter.
Yeah, photos start circulating online of this, and she's like, what the hell? Turns out this is Logan running for Texas governor as a Democrat, Logan, and now it's one, people are wondering, does he have a girlfriend? Who's this woman? And so they decide to start fake dating for his mm-hmm. campaign. Again, as Texas governor, as a Democrat.
And nothing mm-hmm. went wrong.
No, but it is very sweet because it covers a lot of like, because she kind of steps up and is like, okay, like let's make things better for local libraries and local policy. And so it's very, very cute. And there's just a smidge, like a little pinch of spice in there.
Little pinch.
Do you want to give us our next topic?
Yes. Topic number two is magical women loving women. Because just because it's not Halloween anymore doesn't mean that the spooks and scares need to be over. Be like me and binge watch Agatha All Along, which I'm pretty sure that I've mentioned that I've been watching on the podcast because I watched WandaVision first. But it's great and I recommend it. I don't want to give away a bunch of different stuff about the show, but essentially it's about Agatha, who is a witch involved in a different series called WandaVision, which you can also watch. But she's responsible for a bunch of chaos in that initial series. And this is happening after the fact. And now she doesn't have any powers. So with help from a mysterious teen and like a fun ragtag, unlikely coven of witches, she's going to embark down the witch's boat and gain, try and gain her powers back. And it's got a lot of different kind of queer representation. Almost everybody is a flavor of gay. For what it is worth, Out Magazine gave it 4 out of 5 eggplants in their review series, How Gay Is It? And it's got Catherine Han, and it's got Aubrey Plaza, and it's got Joe Locke, and it's got Patti LuPone, and it's got Sashir Zamita, and it's got Ali Ann. What are you waiting for? Go watch it. It's great.
No, I've heard such great things, and I have not watched it yet. I think, is it all out yet? Or
yes.
Okay, because I know that they were going episode by episode.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is all out.
And Joe Locke is one of our favorites because he's also on the show Heartstopper. Yes. And oh my God, that just makes my heart. It literally makes my heart feel good. It just
makes my heart stop.
Just like swell. Don't tell your doctor husband that because he'll make me go to the ER or something.
But if your heart is literally swelling, please go see a physician. Thank you.
Yes, you are our medical professional on this podcast.
No.
Don't shove things in holes. Don't have your heart swell or stop. Okay,
that's coming from a place of common sense.
So I had to dig because while I am queer, I don't actually, and I love fantasy and I love sapphic. Mm-hmm. I don't actually have a lot of fantasy sapphic options that I've read. Now, I have a lot on my TBR that I'm going to read, but I don't feel confident enough to be like, that's great representation or like that was a really great storyline. So I'm not going to recommend just the stuff that's on my TBR. I try and recommend things I've actually read and mm-hmm. I would suggest. This one is a little more nuanced. It's called An Education in Malice and it's by S.T. Gibbons. I've probably mentioned it on the podcast before. The setting is like a women's college in New England during the late 60s. And this girl comes from the Midwest and she decides she wants to be a poetry writer. And she enters a class of like this really beloved, mysterious professor. Mm-hmm. And then the number one like straight A student in the class is kind of like the teacher's pet. And she hates that like now the two of the girls are going against each other for the attention of the professor. Sure. And so there's definitely an enemies to lovers vibe. There's inclusive body types. There is a complex relationship with the professor and the two students. It doesn't get necessarily physical or anything, but it's definitely like one of the students has the straight A, like apple of her eye student, like mm-hmm. has a misconstrued idea of what her relationship with the professor is. And it has vampires.
Ooh.
Vampires all around. And it's a little spicy spice between the two students, but it's a retelling of Carmilla. Do you know what Carmilla is?
I don't. Tell me more.
It's like it was a book that was, or a story that was done in the late 1800s about a young woman who is preyed upon by like a female vampire named Camilla. Oh, and like, so it's a retelling of that story. And S.T. Gibbons, the author, did, this is like a kind of a branch off of her other book called A Dowry of Blood, which is a Dracula retelling. So one of the characters from that book kind of loops into this book. So if you guys want, like, she's definitely creating like a little bit of a
multiverse.
Yeah, like a multiverse of some sort. So if you want to have a little fun with that, that's definitely Women Loving Women, but it's a complex and very dark book. So yeah, spooky vibes. But it was a good reminder to me, myself, and I to read more of the sapphic fantasy mm-hmm. books I have on my list, because I have a lot of other books that have side characters that sure. are sapphic.
Gotta get those main characters.
Yeah, we want them in the limelight. I want to see some girl on girl love. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, your last rec.
Yes, last but not least, are you into a cult vibe? Because I am, and it's because I've been watching Breath of Fire on HBO Max, which is a really excellent documentary series. It follows the rise and fall of this woman, Katie Griggs, who is also known as Guru Jagat, and she became famous in sort of kind of early internet doing Kundalini yoga and like being sort of an online sort of yoga influencer, but pre-TikTok. And then eventually just kind of launched into this huge Kundalini movement and being the leader of it. But like, maybe not everything's as it seems. And maybe the history of Kundalini yoga is a little suspicious. And maybe how she got to be where she is a little weird. I can't really say more about it because there's only two episodes and I have not been looking up the actual scandal. Because I want the show to just reveal it to me, because I thought that would be fun. So, but it's good, and it's gonna get culty a little bit.
I love that. You only gave me the term cults, yeah. But you are kind of the queen of documentaries. You will always watch a documentary. That's true. And one of the things that I think we should do in the future is definitely like hook up a bunch of the documentaries you've watched with books, because I feel like there could be a lot of genre types or yes. covered in that. But what I wanted to call out, because I think this is actually going to fit very, very well, A History of Wild Places by Shay Earnshaw. She's written a couple of kind of like spooky mystery, like, we don't know what's happening. Is it magic? Or is it like, she really blurs the line between like, what is real and what is a perception of magic, right? Like, sure. what is actually, is there anything actually otherworldly happening, or is it something that's very explainable? We can't tell. So A History of Wild Places opens on a guy who's like kind of a bounty hunter, not like a bounty hunter, but he like a private investigator of sorts who goes and finds missing people because he has kind of a special ability. Again, it's hard to determine what is the special ability, but he goes looking for this girl who's missing, and then he goes missing, and then chop two, we are now in this mysterious settlement. And there, I don't want to call it a romance book because it's not. It has a romantic storyline, but it's not like a pure romance. I would say it's more suspense thriller. And it's very, it reminds me of The Village by M. Night Shyamalan. Sure. So yes. Because like you're kind of in the setting of this small community, mm-hmm. and so you feel sympathy and understanding for the characters, but you know something's wrong, right? Like you're like, something's off. So mm-hmm. it follows
but this
So it follows this married couple who they start questioning the settlement, and they start questioning who they are and how much of their history they actually remember. They're like, do you even remember that happening? Oh, and it's like,
gaslighty.
What? And so it's, yes, it was very good. I did not love how it ended, like the very, very end, mm-hmm. but that was a personal preference. I can see why other people like it. So definitely give that a shot. Ooh. What are you just watching or doing anything else that you have on your mind?
I mean, from this point forward, I'm pretty much just staring at my phone in abject horror until such a time as election results are being announced. So
yeah,
I can't really think past the next several days if I'm being like 100% with you and the listeners on our podcast. But
no, I totally get that. Yeah. As yeah. somebody who works in the news, and you used to work in the news, so mm-hmm. now you know, it's very hard to think past when you've heard so many analyses of, you know, this could happen or that could happen or this could possibly, you got to prepare for that. And then it's just a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
Maybe we should put out a post of media we think you should consume to get your mind off it.
Yes, for self-care.
Yeah, self-care media. Just some light stuff to take a break, because doom scrolling. I just told my students this. We were talking about doom scrolling, and it is not healthy. And guess who does it on the regular?
Me.
Myself. Guess who knows it's a problem and still does it?
Me. Yes, the host of this podcast.
Yes.
Don't do as we say, not as we do.
No, but we will be back next week to maybe we'll get something fun and flirty and sexy and all the things to take our mind off of it after a week of processing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to come back crazy, sexy, and cool.
Yeah. What do you think we should, I don't know. What do you think we should, I should seek out for our next book? I have a whole lineup. What do you think should be the next topic?
Man. Well, maybe you should pull some of your TBRs with fun sapphic moments in it.
Yeah. Kind
of achieve a goal we've mentioned on this podcast.
Let's get a little gay.
Let's get a little bit gay. I don't see why not.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Okay.
We'll get
a little gay next week. we'll bring in some flavors of gay, as you like to say. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a little fun. Okay. But thank you for listening and stay
so
smutty.
Yes.
And go vote.
You got it.
You got this.
I believe in you.
Go girl, boss, they, them, boss.
Bossing it up.
Boss out. Boss away.
Boss over.